This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Today, I want to take a look at the music from one of Iceland's Nordic neighbours. And we'll be doing this again in a few weeks' time. There's a band coming from Greenland to Iceland. They'll be performing a couple of dates, and we'll talk to them when they arrive in the country. But I also have been in touch with Jonas Skott, who is an artist from the Faroe Islands, facing in the other direction. He's got a new song out, and one of his tracks was nominated for Song of the Year at the Faroese Music Awards last year. And he joins me on Zoom. Are you in Torshoppen?
Hey, Darren. No, I'm actually in Copenhagen. Moved to Copenhagen in August. So.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about Faroese music, because one thing that I think Iceland does everything well, obviously, but one of the things that Iceland does well and is recognized for internationally is a huge music scene, kind of relative to the size of its population. In the Faroes, how would you describe the state of the music scene there?
I know Iceland has a very, very nice and big music scene compared to its inhabitants, but I think the Faroe Islands match up as well. We're 50,000, I think, and we have some major artists. We have Ivar, which is pretty big, and we've had Tuir and Taitur. We have some names with great success, and we have a lot of national names, which also are very good and upcoming. So it's a very active music scene, and yeah, I think it's blooming.
And we have you as well, of course.
So, yeah, of course.
Tell me about your music. How long have you been making music?
I've been making music since... I've been playing music forever, since I can remember. But I think when I turned 18, I started writing songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm 24 now. I started writing in English a lot. And some of it was okay, some of it was very bad. And recently I've started writing in Faroese, and I think I'm more connected to the language in which I speak. So yeah, it's very exciting, I think.
Is it difficult when you write, and internationally I'm thinking, when you release in Faroese, is there a barrier there if you aren't singing in English?
I don't know if it's a barrier, because I'm a small artist, and I don't know how realistic it is to get a huge success on your first release in English. So I think the marketing strategy is way better to write in Faroese, because people know who I am and they relate to it better. I don't think
it's more Faroese honest, isn't it? If you write in your own language.
Yeah, I don't think Faroese people like to listen to Faroese artists singing in English, actually. I think they like hearing Faroese, yeah.
Well, let's break and hear one of the songs. This is the track that was nominated for Song of the Year at the Faroese Music Awards last year. Tell me about this track.
This track, Færjan, is called. I'm singing it with Sigri F. Hansen, a great Faroese singer. We wrote it back in October 2022, I think, with my good friend Philip. And yeah, Færjan, it translates to gone. It's about being gone and missing someone.
Færjan, men en uiste. Allt hef, vi hef a se. Minnen tætje vi. Færjan, men en uiste.
Ljóset að hómi inn Blækt rær og lítar minn Þært þetta hverfur svo hver Ljóset að hómi inn
Men hvað herra strækar og ég vendi aftur til að stel Her jeg fundet til og visste at vi dødt og bæret her Vi går tilbake nu som Først i to innom kammeren Røyka tanker helt av vel Bare nu vokser
som du og jeg er vågna.
Drømmer du om kan du enn
So that is Jonas God and Farin, which was nominated for Song of the Year at the Faroese Music Awards last year. And we get a sense there of your music. We're going to play your latest release in a few minutes' time as well. But when you are back in the Faroe Islands, do you gig often? Do you perform lots? It sounds like you've been doing it for a while. Is that a big part of what you enjoy about music, performing live?
Yeah, it's a huge part. I haven't really started playing live until recently with my own music. But every time I do it, it gets better. And yeah, I love it. Just to get in contact with people and getting to play my own music live, it's an honor and I love it.
And we talk about the Faroes being our Nordic neighbors, of course. Have you played in Iceland? Is that part of the plan?
I've never played in Iceland, but that's definitely a part of the plan. I hear you have some great festivals and great, Icelandic airwaves. I've heard it's great, for example. Yeah.
When you make your own music, what are you listening to yourself? Who influences you, if anyone?
Those Faroese artists I mentioned earlier, Tytor Lassen, definitely a big influence, and Mario Siska. If you don't know them, you should definitely give them a listen. Big inspirations, and just a lot of folk music, like indie, some indie. So Lizzie McAlpine, you know Lizzie, she's great. A lot of folk music with a bit of a melancholic feel. I like that.
We're obsessed here in Iceland with the Eurovision Song Contest to a greater or lesser extent, and of course the Faroes don't enter because as a part of the Kingdom of Denmark, they're not part separately of the European Broadcast Union. But is the contest enjoyed on the Faroe Islands? And is there a desire for a national Faroese entry one day, do you think?
So actually we had the Danish participant for the Denmark was actually Faroese.
Yeah.
Riley, he's from the Faroe Islands. And we had one who entered the auditions for the Danish Eurovision. I think it's there's an interest, and I've watched it since I was little, and I know a lot of people watch it. Mm. And we always root for Iceland, or if they're in, or Denmark.
Or Denmark, if not. Would you consider writing something yourself then? Maybe being the Danish entry?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. And maybe it's I don't know if it's really my thing, but if there was an opportunity, I would definitely try it, of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear about Hon er mit heim. And of course, I'm reading this as if it were Icelandic, so I probably mind that pronunciation in Faroese. Tell me the title of this, your latest release.
Yeah. So it's called Hon er mit heim. She is my home. Yeah, it's a love song. It's pretty personal to me. I wrote it with my dear cousin, Barur, and we wrote it, really effectively, actually. I think it was a natural writing session. In 2 hours, I think we had written it all. And Yeah, I like it. I'm very fond of this song and it's very personal to me.
Hon kvirran og i tvittla som jeg trives av vel og i Hon tøknen og i reis ta hon fer Hon om øvel i et heta Hon ærlig hon frøy Og mest av et lån hon tann hon Og ta det kjenne som vittles hon alltid samme sted Og lang og fyrst og fer vi hitt oss Ta vurst i hånd er til Du hånd er mot heim Hon kjenner meg og møyna vittler Hon er mot heim Vi henne kan litja stittler Utan at tåse Veit hon kvæt i brenne så ui mer Ja, heima her vi tær Og i hukse vi med sjolvun Kva vet han nu hon så Hon ser liter ut i svarsta lærmet her Ta i ötten teker äge Det ger han av och av Ta vet jag att hon på gör ett och mer Du tar det känner som är vittlöst Är hon alltid samma stäv Och lång och först och fär vid hitt oss Ta vurst i hon är täv Du hon är mullt här Kjenne meg om øyna vittler Hon mullt heim vi Henne kan jeg litja støtler Utan jeg tåse Veit hon kvæt vi brenner så ui mer Ja, heima her vi Kjenne meg om møyna vittler Hon mullt heim vi Henne kan litja stittler Utan at tåse Veit hon kvæt vi brenne så ui mer Ja, heima her vi tær
Hon mullt heim from my guest today, Jonas Gaard who is a Faroese artist. He's in Copenhagen in Denmark at the moment, but that's the second of the song that we played from him in Faroese. What are your future plans then?
So, yeah, these two tracks, the Faroese ones, are actually part of an upcoming EP, which I'm about to release this year. It's a small EP, four songs in Faroese. That's the plan right now, just to get the productions done and releasing some more music. We have some great studios and we have some great producers who work from home, which actually can produce some very high quality.
Yeah, for sure.
Music, yeah. So
well, listen, yeah, thanks very much for joining me today. We've really enjoyed hearing those two songs and I'm sure that we will again. This is all available in all the usual places and all the streaming services, I guess.
Yes, of course.
All right, we'll stick a link up on the page that accompanies this show from Ruby English Radio. Jonas Gaard, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Stern.
Good luck. If you're in Iceland, give us a shout. We'll get you back.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you. It's Ruby English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.